Okay, good evening, everyone. Last night we discussed some hilchos brachos that are relevant when a person is making kiddush and not eating a full-fledged seudah right away. We spoke specifically about the requirement of a bracha achrona on the mezonos and on the wine, etc. I want to discuss another halach and hilchos brachos, which is very, very relevant for the same situation. And maybe, possibly, it might even be less well known. And that is the following. That there's a halacha that yayin poter shar mashkin, which means that if a person drinks wine, makes a bracha bari pri gafen and drinks wine, and then they want to drink other beverages, or somewhat one other beverage, which generally requires the bracha of shahakol. So it says yayin poter. The yayin exempts it from a bracha. Just like you could eat two foods mixed together, and one of the foods, one is the majority, the other is the minority, or one is the main, and the other one is just there to complement it and enhance it. So you would only make a bracha on the, in many cases, you only make a bracha on what's called the ikar, the main food, and it's poter es hatofel. It exempts the secondary food from a bracha. The same is true with wine, even though you're not mixing it with the other beverage. You're drinking the wine first and then the other beverage. But yayin poter, the bracha on the wine, exempts one from making a bracha on the other mashkin. So now there are some, you know, details, of course, but that's the concept. So that would mean that if you're the one making kiddush again, and you're drinking from the wine, at least a malo lugmav, or we said at least a rove, the majority of a revius, we call that 1.7 ounces, then you would, and then you want to go ahead and drink another beverage. So certainly in the case where that other beverage is in front of you at the time, you'd say you had a bottle of water or whatever it is in front of you at the time, that when you made the bracha on the wine, when you made kiddush on the bracha on the wine, you would not make a bracha on that beverage. If it was not actually in front of you, but you had in mind, you were planning, let's say you're making kiddush, you want to have a cup of coffee and the coffee's not there yet, or the even the water, you know, is not in front of you, the hot water urn is behind you or something, but you had in mind. So at the end of the day, you still wouldn't make a bracha on the mashke. It's best that it should be in front of you when you make the bracha on the wine. But as I said, even if it's not, you still would not end up making a bracha on the other thing. So now, but that's so if you're, let's say you're not having anything else that's shahakal, you're not having any solid food that's shahakal, so you will not be making a shahakal. You'll just be making the bracha on the wine, and then the other beverages will be included and will be covered. Now, as I said, it's in order to avoid a suffolk, it's best that it be in front of you. I'd say if it's coffee or tea you're having, I would say as long as the water is in front of you, even if you haven't actually made the coffee yet, but the main bracha is the water. The coffee itself is only enhancing the water, even though it's, you want coffee, you don't want water, but the main thing there is the water. So if the water is in front of you, that's fine. And it's best, it should be. Certainly if it's a cold drink, it's best that the bottle or a pitcher should be in front of you when you're making kiddush. And this way you'll certainly not make a bracha on the other drink. If it's, as I said, if it's not in front of you, but you had a mind, it's a shaila. And at the end, you also wouldn't make a bracha on the beverage. But to make it better, make the halacha, you know, to be better conforming with the halacha, it should be in front of you. Now, but that's the individual who's made kiddush and drinking from the wine. Somebody else is being, if someone else is being yotzi with you and they're hearing kiddush, So if they're not having any wine, not even, when we mentioned last night, you don't have to. If you're just being Yotze Kiddush with somebody else, you don't have to have any of the wine. It's a nice thing. It's a good thing. It's a mitzvah lechatchila too, but you don't have to be Yotze. So if they're not having any of the wine, then they certainly do need to make a bracha on a beverage. If they're going to have a coffee or any beverage, they definitely need to make a bracha, because even though they're Yotze Kiddush, but the bracha on the wine does not exempt other beverages if you're not drinking any of the wine. So they for sure would make a bracha on the other beverage. In that case, what happens if they're being Yotze Kiddush and they are having they are taking a drink of the wine though. So if they're having a Melo Lugma, if they're having 1.7 ounces of it, and you made Kiddush on a large cup, 8 ounce cup. Remember, when you make Kiddush, you have to fill the cup to the top. Even if it's a large cup, you don't have to use such a large cup. The cup only has to hold a revius, which at most here would be in the Shabbos morning would be 3.3 ounces. But if you use an 8 ounce cup, or if you use a 25 ounce cup, you'd have to fill it to the top with the wine. So anyway, so you made Kiddush and drank the amount that you need to drink, and somebody's being Yotzi also, they enjoy it and they also take a Melo Lugma. If they also drink 1.7 ounces, then they for sure don't make a bracha on the beverage, just like you don't make a bracha on the beverage. They don't make a bracha on the beverage. What happens if they drink some of the wine, but it's less than a Melo Lugma, meaning they have some wine, but not a Melo Lugma? Oh, that's a big question now. That's a big question in the poskim, whether the bracha of the wine exempts the bracha on the other beverages. So again, it's better, best is not to do that. Don't drink just a little bit. Either drink a Melo Lugma. I'm talking about the person being Yotzi with you. I mean the one who's making Kiddush, you must drink a Melo Lugma. But let's say the person who's being Yotzi, best that they should, if they're planning on having a beverage, they should either drink a full 1.7 ounce of the wine or don't drink any wine, unless they're anyway making a shahakal on something else. If they're take a piece of candy or whatever it is, they're having something which is not a beverage, a solid food, which requires a bracha of shahakal, so then it's no problem. Just then, no matter what they do, whether they have wine, they don't have wine, a little wine, a lot of wine, it makes no difference. They'll just make a shahakal on the solid food, because solid food is not exempted. The bracha shahakal on the solid food is not exempted by the wine, only the bracha on beverages. So that would be the eitzah. That would be the best thing. By the way, going back to the case, say you yourself made the bracha, made Kiddush, and you drank a proper amount of the wine, but your coffee wasn't in front of you. So I said it's best it should be in front of you. If it wasn't, but you had it in mind, no, you still don't make a bracha. But the best thing in that case, if it wasn't in front of you, so also try to make a bracha, a shahakal, and a piece of solid food. And then you will avoid the question of whether you have to make a shahakal on the wine. So again, the person who's being Yotze, who drank a little bit of wine, not a Melo Lugma, meaning not 1.7 ounces, but something, in order for them to get out of a suffix if they're having a beverage, in order for them to avoid a suffix on whether or not they should be making a bracha on the beverage, the suggestion would be to make a bracha shahakal on a piece of solid food. And then once you make that shahakal, that covers the beverage. Now, this was all bracha rishona. What about bracha achrona? Well, the bracha achrona on the wine also exempts the bracha achrona on the beverage. If you only have wine and a beverage, or you have cake, let's say, but you don't have any solid food that requires a bori nefashos, but you have a drink that would normally require a bori nefashos. So, but if you're making an al hagefen, if you're making the bracha achrona we spoke about last night, the main shalosh, the bracha achrona for the wine, then it exempts the bori nefashos. You would not say bori nefashos. If you're not making a bracha achrona on the wine, well, why not? Well, this case would be that you drank little enough wine that you can't make a bracha achrona, either less than a kazayis, as we spoke about last night. Let's just be safe, call less than an ounce. Then for sure you don't need a bracha achrona on the wine. But then it's still a little complicated. Well, in that case, I don't think it's complicated. In that case, I think you you have to make a bracha achrona. If you had a little bit more wine, though, and you're not making a bracha achrona on it, then it gets complicated. So the best idea is, as I said, to avoid shilas. If you're going to drink wine, so drink at least a melol lugmav, 1.7 ounces. And then when you're making your bracha achrona on the cake, which we said you have to have, to be Yotzei Kishma Kam Suda, unless you're having a lot of wine. And then anyway, you can make a bracha achrona on the wine. But when you're making the bracha achrona on the cake, you will include the bracha achrona on the wine, like we said last night, because you had an amount of wine that's at least a suffix. And as a result, you will not make a brain of fashos on beverage. If you had solid food that require brain of fashos, of course, you have to say a brain of fashos. But if you had only beverages that would normally require brain of fashos, but since you're making a bracha achrona on the wine, you will not have to make a bracha achrona on that. Okay, so far, just the main point to sum up is when you made kiddush and you made a bari priya gofen on wine, and you drank, certainly if you drank a malo lugmav, then you will not make a bracha on the beverage. At the end of the day, as they say, if you ended up drinking less than a malo lugmav and you don't have a piece of solid food to make a shakel, so I mean, you really want that coffee, you want to drink another beverage, and you drank less, the wine, you only drank less than a malo lugmav, less than 1.7, and you're not in a position to drink more, there is no more, or it's not good for you, whatever, the sugar, whatever it may be. But you want to have the coffee, and you're not having solid food. So you're asking, Rabbi, do I make a shahakal on the coffee, or do I not? In that case, again, you drank less than 1.7 of the wine, and you can't drink more, and you can't make a shahakal on a piece of cheese or an egg. You can't; it's not available. Do you make a bracha shahakal on the wine or not? Well, so here it would seem that it would depend on if you're from B'nai Ashkenaz or B'nai Sfarad. B'nai Ashkenaz would make a bracha. If you drank less, than a malugma of the wine, you can't drink your coffee without a bracha. So if you have no eitzah and you want to drink your coffee, you go ahead and make a bracha on the coffee. But for Sfaradim, Lipsak is not the way, at least what I could tell. Again, Sfaradim don't have to trust an Ashkenazi rabbi, but from what I could tell, the halacha for Sfaradim would be that they would not make a bracha Rishona. They would not make it for Sfaradim, even if they had just a little bit of wine. Even less than Molugmav, they would not make a bracha Rishona on the drink. It would be covered. But the Ashkenazim amongst us, they would. If they have nothing else to make a bracha Rishona on, and they really want that coffee, so recite a bracha on the coffee and drink the coffee. And just one more point. Hopefully it wasn't overly confusing. According to I've been specifically using the word wine all along, even though most of you are probably making Kiddush on grape juice. According to most poskim, it's the same as for this halacha. Just like you could be yotzei kiddush with grape juice, so the same halacha that wine covers all beverages, so does grape juice, according to most poskim. But there is an opinion that that's not the case. Rav Yashiv Zatzal held differently. He held that these halachas only pertain to wine, not to grape juice. So if you could make a bracha on some solid food and avoid the whole thing, do it. But otherwise, I think it's you're safe following, I should say, I want to use the word safe. It is acceptable and legitimate to follow the opinion of the majority of poskim that wine and grape juice are the same here, and all the halachas, whenever the wine would exempt the other beverages, so a grape juice also would exempt other beverages. Okay, thank you very much. Have a wonderful evening. Kol tov.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.